WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right. All right. Settle in, folks. It's your boy Dylan Brooks back with another dose of everyday stoicism. Today, we're diving into something near and dear to my heart, prioritizing self-care for success. You know that feeling when you're running on fumes, pushing yourself to the max, but nothing seems to be clicking. You're chasing deadlines, juggling responsibilities, and maybe even neglecting your own needs. Ever felt like a hamster on a wheel, going nowhere fast? Well, I'm here to tell you, self-care isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, though those are awesome. It's about building resilience, sharpening your focus, and ultimately achieving more in every area of your life. Think of it like this. You wouldn't put cheap gas in a high-performance sports car, right? So why treat your mind and body any differently? We need to fuel ourselves with the right stuff, healthy habits, nourishing routines, and intentional moments of rest. Let's break down 5 key takeaways that will supercharge your self-care game. First up, define what self-care really means for you. It's not a one-size-fits-all deal. Maybe it's hitting the gym, getting lost in a good book, or simply taking a quiet walk in nature. Identify the activities that truly recharge you and make time for them regularly. Don't let guilt or the hustle culture fool you. Investing in yourself is an investment in your success. Number 2. Set boundaries like a boss. You know those people who always seem to say yes to everything? They're often burnt out and overwhelmed. Learn to politely decline requests that drain your energy or don't align with your priorities. Saying no is not selfish, it's about protecting your time and well-being. Thirdly, cultivate mindfulness. This doesn't mean you need to meditate for hours on end, though if you enjoy that, rock on. It's about being present in the moment, noticing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Take a few deep breaths when stress hits, savor a delicious meal, or simply listen to the sounds around you. These small acts of awareness can make a world of difference. Next up, prioritize sleep. We're not talking about just catching those Z's. We're talking about creating a consistent sleep schedule, dimming the lights before bed, and avoiding screens for at least an hour before hitting the hay. Sleep is essential for physical and mental recovery. Think of it as your superpower recharge time. Finally, fuel your body with good stuff. You're what you eat, right? So, ditch those processed foods and sugary drinks and load up on fruits, vegetables, lean protein, and whole grains. Nourishing your body is an act of self-love that will have a ripple effect throughout your life. Okay, let's bring this to life with a real-world example. Imagine you have a big presentation coming up. You're stressed, sleep-deprived, and feeling the pressure to perform. Now, what do you do? You could push through on caffeine and stress, hoping for the best. Or, you could prioritize your self-care. Maybe that means getting an extra hour of sleep the night before, going for a run to clear your head, or prepping a healthy meal that will give you energy throughout the day. By taking care of yourself, you'll be able to approach the presentation with a clear mind and a calm demeanor. You'll feel more confident, focused, and ultimately, you'll deliver a killer presentation. So there you have it, 5 simple yet powerful ways to prioritize self-care for success. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. It's about investing in your well-being so that you can show up as your best self in every aspect of life. Alright, my friends, that's a wrap for today. I want to hear from you. What are some of your favorite self-care rituals? Share them with me on social media using the hashtag Everyday Stoicism. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so you never miss an episode filled with actionable wisdom and real talk. Until next time, keep striving for greatness, one mindful step at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.